President Biden addressed world leaders today at the UN Summit on Climate Change in Scotland.
Glasgow must be the kickoff of a decade of ambition and innovation to preserve our shared future.
Now, for the geeks out there, this year's meeting is COP26, COP standing for Conference of the Parties. In reality, it is crunch time for countries to cut emissions far more than they pledged. And for some parties, this is an existential question. The Marshall Islands are a chain of islands halfway between Hawaii and Australia. A report from the World Bank finds that projected sea level rise would put entire islands underwater and permanently flood 40% of the buildings in the capital city. Joining us from Glasgow is Tina Steggy, climate envoy for the Marshall Islands. Tina, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Scott. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, many of us are not familiar with your home. Tell us, what in the way of life, water, transportation, food, is a threat now?
So many things. I can give you one example. When I was young, we would often go to the well to get water. And you'd use that water to water your garden, to grow food. Hmm. Many of the wells now are brackish.
Oh, they're salty from incursion from the salt water?
Right, exactly. Hmm. And so that well water is now being used to sort of flush toilets. We're still using those wells, but it's no longer able to be used for growing food.
So then where can you get the water for planting, for drinking?
We rely on rainwater. And so every house is equipped with gutter systems, and we call them pontoons, to gather water. And this becomes another problem when we have droughts, and droughts are becoming more intense and more frequent. And so when you have the double whammy of brackish well water and a lack of rain, life becomes extremely challenging and even untenable. And that's when, in those situations, you have to look to reverse osmosis machines and delivering emergency disaster relief to islands and atolls.
Yeah. Now, surviving these challenges, adapting to climate change, of course, costs a lot of money, right? I've been to a COP meeting where for years there's been a conversation about the rich countries that historically have put the most CO2 in the atmosphere saying they'll provide $100 billion to poorer countries to help this adaptation, haven't ponied up the money yet. What is your argument going to be to say this is what countries like ours need to survive?
Well, I think we see adaptation, yes, it's going to hit us first and it's going to hit us the hardest, but it's clearly going to hit everyone. And so one of the biggest arguments that I like to put forward is in protecting those who are the most vulnerable, who are on the front line, you're actually protecting yourself. We also need to recognize that the world needs to adapt urgently, and those of us on the front line will need to adapt in an accelerated and transformative manner, and we're going to need help with that. We really need to deliver the financial resources that the most vulnerable need to meet the challenge.
And what will it take to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius? I mean, we're already past 1 degree, as the science is telling us. India right now is rejecting getting to zero emissions in the next 30 years. China's Xi Jinping won't even be at Glasgow. This seems like a pretty tall order.
You're right. There are a lot of headwinds. And as a very small country, we're used to headwinds, actually, at these negotiations. And, you know, we just can't afford failure. It's with that in mind that we're going to continue fighting to try to convince those who really can make the difference. And I include everyone in the G20. They have the power to bring new targets that are aligned with 1.5, to bring them in this decade, the critical decade of action. And as a small country, we're going to do our utmost, speak as loud as we can to really deliver that message and try to convince the bigger countries, the major emitters, that if they just step up, we can actually do this.
Finally, I imagine part of your argument to the world is a moral one. 6 years ago, the Pope famously called nations to act, saying, you know, Earth is our common home. What is your moral argument?
I was just talking with my minister about this, and he reminded me, I'm from an island called Mololep. Mololep is an atoll in the Marshall Islands. Mm. And we have a place there. It's a coral outcropping in the middle of the lagoon. And from that outcropping, you can see the entire atoll. And from that place, we have a saying, and it's Kadamalap. It means you look around, you see everyone together, and together you work together to address a crisis. Everyone needs to see everyone else. We can't do it alone. No one can do it alone, but together we might be able to succeed.
That is Tina Steggy, climate envoy from the Marshall Islands. Tina, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.